पशुपति तनया बाल गजानन।
द फर्स्ट वर्ड हियर इज पशुपति, कमिंग फ्रॉम पशु मीनिंग एनिमल एंड पति मीन्स मास्टर। इट इज एन ऑफन यूज्ड एपिथेट फॉर लॉर्ड शिवा। द इनर मीनिंग ऑफ दिस इज दैट ही अलोन कैन सबड्यू ऑल द एनिमल टेंडेंसीज दैट लर्क इनसाइड अस। भगवान सेज दैट व्हेन वी गिव अप द एनिमल ट्रेट्स विद इन अस, वी टू कैन एलिवेट आवरसेल्व्स टू द डिवाइन लेवल एंड बिकम पशुपति और बिकम डिवाइन। द सेकेंड वर्ड इज तनया मीनिंग सन, बाला मीन्स चाइल्ड एंड गजानना कम्स फ्रॉम गजा मीनिंग एलिफेंट एंड आनना मीन्स फेस। देर आर मेनी इंटरेस्टिंग लेजेंड्स अबाउट हाउ गणेशा एक्वायर्ड द फेस ऑफ एन एलिफेंट, बट लेट अस ड्वेल मोर ऑन द इम्पॉर्टेंट लेसन्स दैट वी कैन लर्न फ्रॉम द एलिफेंट फेस। इन ए डिस्कोर्स ऑन गणेश चतुर्थी डे इन 1994, स्वामी रिवील द डीपर मीनिंग ऑफ गणेशास एलिफेंट हेड एंड सेड, द एलिफेंट हैज प्रोफाउंड इंटेलिजेंस। फॉर एग्जाम्पल, साई गीता विच इज भगवान्स पेट एलिफेंट, स्वामी सेड साई गीता केम रनिंग व्हेन इट हर्ड द साउंड ऑफ स्वामी'स कार अप्रोचिंग। दो मेनी कार्स वेर फॉलोइंग स्वामी'स कार, साई गीता कुड अनमिस्टेकेबली आइडेंटिफाई स्वामी'स कार बिकॉज ऑफ एन अनकैनी रिकॉग्निशन ऑफ द साउंड ऑफ द कार। That is why we have the term Gaja Talivi, which means elephant intelligence. One having a sharp brain is described as having the intelligence of an elephant. The elephant, therefore, has Medha Shakti. So this is what Bhagwan said, explaining how the elephant is endowed with great intelligence. Bhagwan added that the elephant is proverbially the most intelligent among the mammals and it is vegetarian, which indicates its sattvic nature, which is its pious or pure nature. The elephant head indicates the intelligence through which obstacles in the path of achievement, whether secular or spiritual, can be overcome. So when we sing this line, Pashupati Tanaya Bala Gajanana, we call out to the elephant-faced Lord Ganesha, who is the beloved son of Lord Shiva. Let us seek his blessing so that we too may become intelligent like him. Let us seek his help in clearing all the obstacles in our life, whether they are worldly or spiritual. Let's move on to the second line.
Tum ho vighna vinasha Ganesha.
Tumaho means you are. Vighna refers to obstacle. Vinasha means destroyer. And Ganesha, the last word, is derived from Gana and Isha. Gana refers to a class of divine entities who constitute the army of Lord Ganesha. And Isha means master or lord. So Ganesha is the one who rules over the Ganas. Regarding the word Ganas, Swami says that Ga stands for intellect, and Na means Vijnana or higher knowledge. So Ganesha means the lord of the intellect and higher knowledge. Baba also explains that the Gyanendriyas and Karmendriyas, that is the five organs of perception and five organs of action, in addition to the mind and the intellect, all of these faculties together constitute the Ganas. So when we sing Tumaho Vighna Vinasha Ganesha, we bow down to the Lord who is the master of our senses, who is the master of the five organs of perception, five organs of action, the master of our mind and intellect. We pray to him to remove all obstacles in our life. We move on to the third line.
Tumaho Vighna Vinasha.
This is a variant of the earlier line. Shri Gandikota Subbarao was a great devotee of Bhagwan, and his father, Shri Gandikota Subramanya Shastri, was a Vedic scholar whom Bhagwan inspired to compose the Satya Sai Gayatri. In fact, Bhagwan himself called this Vedic scholar a Maharishi or a great sage, and he showered on him compassion and grace in abundance. Around the early 1970s, Swami materialized a silver idol of Ganesha for Mr. Subbarao, saying that this would help him overcome obstacles in his spiritual and professional efforts. And that was the time when he, along with a few other devotees, had founded a Ganesha temple in Newark. It was the very first traditional Vedic style temple in the Western Hemisphere. A stone frieze of the Sarvadharma symbol of all the religions was carved at the entrance of this Ganesha temple. But some of the tradition-bound Hindu devotees of the temple strongly resisted it. However, after Bhagwan appeared in the dreams of several trustees, the opposition melted away. And it melted away to the point where the temple management welcomed the idea of conducting Sai Bhajans in the main hall of the temple, facing the Sanctum Sanctorum itself. Today, the Satya Sai Bhajan Mandali at the Ganesh Temple in Newark is perhaps the oldest and the most well-attended and regularly organized bhajan group in the West. So that is how the Lord removes our obstacles, Tumaho Vigna Vinasha Ganesha. Let's move on to the fourth line.
हे शिवनंदन बाल गजानन.
The first word here is He, which is a way of calling out to a person endearingly. The second word is Shiva, referring to Lord Shiva. Literally, Shiva means auspiciousness and goodness. Nandana means sun. And we are already familiar with the phrase Bala Gajanana. Let us dwell more on the lessons the elephant-faced Lord teaches us. Swami says the elephant has large ears and it can hear even minute sounds. Shravanam, or hearing the glory of the Lord, is the first step in spiritual sadhana for which the ears should be sharp. After hearing, one has to ruminate over what is heard, and this is called mananam. And then, finally, it has to be put into practice, and that is nididhyasanam. Swami further added, the elephant takes dushana and bhushana, that is praise and blame, equally. When it hears something bad, it moves its body this way and that way and shakes off the unwanted things and retains only that is good. So this is what we should learn from the ears of Lord Ganesha, to listen keenly to the glory and the teachings of the Lord and contemplate on those lessons and put them into practice. Also, always remain unaffected by both praise or blame in our lives. So, He Shivanandana Bala Gajanana, in this line we adore the elephant-faced little child of Lord Shiva, who teaches us to listen to the glories of the Lord and implement the lessons after listening to the glories of the Lord. We bow down to the one who teaches us to maintain equanimity under all situations in our lives. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Vidya Buddhi Pradata.
First word here is Vidya. Baba explained that Vidya truly means awareness. Awareness of the power that animates every cell in one's being. It is through this awareness that man learns all about the meaning of events in one's life from birth to death. Vidya, in this sense, is a way of life. Swami says everything you do is part of Vidya. It is total awareness. It comprehends everything in its totality. It is for this kind of total knowledge that you should pray to Lord Ganesha. The acquisition of degrees does not constitute Vidya. Swami says the entire life of a man should be regarded as one continuous process of learning. And Buddhi, the second word, means spiritual intellect or spiritual discrimination. Pradata, the third word, means bestower. Regarding Buddhi, Swami says the human mind has two distinct capabilities. One, the capacity to acquire worldly skills, which is called Medha Shakti. And second, the capacity for spiritual discrimination, and this is called Buddhi. People do not have a clear idea of the difference between worldly cleverness and spiritual wisdom, and often they mistake Buddhi to mean cleverness. Swami says this is not correct. Bhagwan further adds, our ancients were unanimously of the view that Buddhi is superior to Medha Shakti and is any day to be preferred Buddhi is essentially the combination of Shraddha, that is earnestness, Satyam, that is truth, Yoga, that is the power of control, and Mahat Shakti, divine power. So Buddhi is actually a combination of all these four potent powers: earnestness, truth, Yoga, and divine power. Shraddha is the product of yearning and steadfastness. Truth or Satyam aspect implies a proper judgment and perspective, where truth is the central focus. Yoga connotes a mastery over the senses. One cannot speak of a person being blessed with buddhi if he lacks sense and mind control. So, Shraddha, Satyam and Yoga together manifest as Mahat Shakti, that is the power of the divine. So, in short, all the aspects of buddhi are verily divine. Swami says buddhi lies above the mind, just below the Atma or the Self. So buddhi is actually a reflection of the Atma. Now there is an interesting story behind why Ganesha is accorded prime position in any worship and why he is called Buddhi Pradata. Once Mother Parvati and Lord Shiva wanted to test their two sons, Ganesha and Subramanya. So they told them to go around the world and return. Ganesha did not stir from his place, while Subramanya mounted his peacock and set out, and with a lot of effort, he completed the trip. When he was coming back, Ganesha saw him from a distance and instantly went around his parents and claimed himself to be the winner. When Mother Parvati asked Ganesha to justify his claim, he said, "Mother, the cosmos is the combination of matter and energy, the unity of father and mother. When I go around you, I have gone around the world itself, since you are the parents of the cosmos. There is no place where you two are not present. I see your omnipresence. By circumambulating both of you, I can claim to have gone around the cosmos." Bhagwan narrated this story on one occasion and said, "The moment Shiva heard these words, he was astonished at the high intelligence of his son, and he said, 'You are an exemplary son for one and all. We are your parents, but not more intelligent than you. Hence, before offering worship to me, let all people worship you. This is the boon I confer on you.'" And Baba then added, "Shiva is a parent who conferred such an honor of a high status than his own on his son. Therefore, Ganesha represents no commonplace principle. He is the embodiment of all potencies. He is the abode of every kind of intelligence." So that is what is conveyed in this line: Vidya, Buddhi, Pradata. We pay our obeisance to the one who confers on us supreme wisdom and spiritual discrimination. Let's move on to the sixth line.
Mangal karahe,
Mangala means auspiciousness and kara means to cause. In some contexts, kara can also mean hand, and the word he is a manner of calling out to a person. Bhagwan once explained that Lord Ganesha is not only the lord of various activities, but is the presiding deity of all auspicious functions. Swami said Ganesha can make even inauspicious occasions auspicious, and that he is always engaged in conferring these positive boons on all. Let me narrate at this point an incident shared by Dr. T. Ravikumar, who took over as the warden of the Vrindavan campus of Bhagwan's university in 2011. During one of the three sessions, which are interaction sessions of Bhagwan with the students studying in the Vrindavan campus, one day Swami seemed to be in a mood to read letters. So during his darshan rounds, he had accepted letters from devotees like he does always. So Swami picked a letter from the bundle, and as the boys sitting around him saw, he opened that letter and he started reading it. He then kept it aside, took another letter, and after a few minutes, he picked the third one. So this went on for 10 minutes. Suddenly, Swami picked up what looked like a packet and he opened it. In it was a yellow cloth with a knot. Swami opened the knot, and inside there were a few coins which were black. And now Swami started distributing this to the boys who were sitting in the front. There was one student by name Venkataraman, to whom Swami gave 3 to 4 coins. He was overjoyed at receiving this from Bhagwan's hands. Later, an elderly devotee addressed the students, and Swami asked Dr. Ravi Kumar also to address the boys. And soon it was time for Aarti, and Swami took Aarti and he returned to his residence. As the students were coming back to the hostel, Dr. Ravi Kumar noticed Venkatraman, who was admiring the coins that Swami had given him. He was brimming with joy and he shared his joy with Dr. Ravi Kumar as they walked to the hostel. Imagine his surprise when he found that his parents had arrived that day. They had not communicated that they would be coming to visit him. So he quickly went up to them and excitedly showed the coins that Swami had so lovingly given him just a few minutes ago. And immediately there were tears in his mother's eyes. And for a few moments she was silent. And then she narrated her experience. Venkatraman's parents were residing in Bilaspur in Madhya Pradesh. His father was going through a bad phase in his life. His health was not good. He was not satisfied with his job and there were many problems in their family. On being consulted, a reputed astrologer had asked them to perform Ganapati Homam to propitiate the grace and blessings of Lord Ganesha. They performed the Homam in their ancestral house in Trichy in Tamil Nadu. And as per tradition, during the concluding rite of Purnahuti, certain items including coins are to be offered into the sacrificial fire. And even as this was being performed, the mother prayed to Swami to show her in some way that he had accepted her offering, because she totally believed that Swami was Lord Ganapati. And on their return journey, they heard that Swami was in Vrindavan. So they came there to have darshan and also see their son Venkatraman. And look at this situation, when Swami used that opportunity to graciously assure the family that he had indeed received the offering of the coins which were made to the fire. So that is how Bhagwan confers auspiciousness on us to ward off all the obstacles in our life's journey. And that is what is conveyed in this line, Mangala Karahi, Mangala Karahi. Let's move on to the seventh line.
Sundar Sai Ganesha, Ganesha.
Here Sundara means beautiful and Sai of course is Lord Sai. So in this line we lovingly call out to the most beautiful Lord Sai Ganesha. And now for the last line.
Sundar Sai Ganesha.
This is a variant of the earlier line. So with this we have gained a glimpse of the subtle meaning of every word of this bhajan.